Hey guys, welcome to the TriStar Gym channel. Today with me, I have one of the greatest arm wrestlers of all time, Devin. Today you had a hard sparring session. You're fighting Mountain Man, the 28th? September
18th.
So guys. Like
four weeks from today.
4 weeks from today.
Yeah, easy ask, right? Yeah, no problem.
Today you sparred about, your fight is 3 minute rounds. Today we did 6 minute rounds of sparring. He did about six rounds of 6 minutes, so 36 minutes of action. Fresh guys coming in, lots of sparring, lots of moving around, lots of getting angles, getting after it. How did you feel?
I'm so strong, it's unbelievable. I'm a baby. I'm like a three-year-old in here, but I'm a very eager, actually not a three-year-old, like a 46-year-old with the mind of a three-year-old, yeah.
Listen, we're trading shots. He's getting the hang of what it's like to be hit. That's really important, so you don't forget your game plan, what you got to do. We're putting the work today. You did about 36 minutes. I would say you did about 30 minutes straight. Then we took a little break and finished hard with a hard 6 minute round at the end there. Get that cardio up. These guys are so powerful. These guys, these arm wrestlers, these powerlifters, they're so powerful. I'm all about the endurance right now. I'm all about making them have. I'm not doing any power work. We only have 4 weeks. We're all doing. Endurance is the name of the game. You're on the final leg of your preparation. You know, you took it short notice, but it's always power first, then endurance. Power first. You can't do endurance. We cycle power, then endurance. This guy's been doing endurance for over 25 years, this man over here.
Endurance guy with my peers,
right?
But, you know, in our peer group, you know, compared to the rest of sports, it's still a power sport.
But, yeah, exactly. Arm wrestling is, how long is a match? A few seconds, usually? Usually, right?
Usually, if there's a mismatch, I'm more of a 20-second guy.
20 seconds, that's ATP,
don't
baby.
Don't let that get out too far. 20
that's
seconds.
ATP, baby. That's ATP. That's short and explosive. Here, we're doing 36 minutes, getting that cardio. How your legs feel today? How'd you running around today?
I'm pretty gummy.
Yeah.
The thing I feel the most, probably, my legs and my shoulders.
That's what boxing is. It's anaerobic and it's aerobic. You know, it's both. But you guys got that anaerobic down. We had to push it a little bit, endurance. I liked what you did today. You know what? Boxing is a lot about taking a shot well and moving and keep going. And of course, slipping, blocking, parrying. We're doing all that. You know, we're getting the movement down. But you gotta get in the ring and you gotta get hit. You know, you can hit the bag all you want. You can hit the mitts all you want. At the end of the day, man, it's a fight. Everybody gets hit in a fight.
Until I leave. I'm in your hands and TriStar.
Yes, sir. Yes,
and my
sir.
Own
yes,
hands,
sir.
Obviously, but yes, sir. Under your guidance. So.
People are asking, you know, people are going to be asking, what's our prep? Guys, we're going to be doing sparring every day. Why? Because, you know, Devin, he's new to the sport. We got to spar. We got to spar. And of course, I'm coaching him along how to parry, how to block. But you know what? Mitts don't hit back. Bricks don't hit back. You know, the famous blood sport saying, brick doesn't hit back. It's true. That's true, man. You got to spar. We're going to get as much sparring as we can with as many different people as we can. Righties, lefties, tall, short, big, small guys. Small guys make you run around more. Small guys are more, you know, I get more tired sparring little guys than big guys, to be honest with you. Why? They don't stop moving. But that develops your footwork, you know. And I was telling you that Ali, he used to spar 6 rounds with a lightweight, 6 rounds with a heavyweight. We're going to mix and match. We got a lot of heavyweights here, actually. We've got Olympians, heavyweight Olympians, Greco guys who box, and we got you know, some karate guys who box. They had that footwork, that beautiful heavyweights. I'm talking about good heavyweights that we're going to be sparring with. And how are you liking boxing, man? Maybe we retire from arm wrestling. What do you think? Just go after Jake Paul, the Paul brothers, maybe, you know?
I'm always open for new challenges.
Yeah.
You never know what the future holds. Well, the universe knows, but yeah. I don't personally know. But I'm just happy that this came into my life, and I'm embracing it. So what happens next? Forever, arm wrestling is going to be in my life.
For sure.
Until I die. But am I game to do stuff like this? Oh, I feel like I've had more growth in the last almost week than I typically do for an exponentially larger portion of time. So it's a gift to me. So,
guys, when we first met, I shook his hand. Like you know, in the Predator movie. You know the Predator movie? We shook hands like this.
What's the matter for us?
Wasn't
been
it
pushing too many pencils?
tell him what you felt, Devin. Tell him what you felt when we gripped. Tell him what you felt.
I felt a tricky, tricky dude.
Let me tell you something, guys. I felt like I had maybe a second there I could have surprised him and pinned his arm.
He made me come to him. First mistake.
Yes, that's right.
Made me reach.
I said, come forward. When he reached out his hand, I was back. You know, I said, let me give the rookie a break. Let me go easy on him today. And that's what I did. But honestly, you did a really good job today. 36 minutes ain't no joke.
It's a wonderful thing what you have here for us. It's a gift to the community. It's a gift to, I'll say, humanity.
All right.
Because fighting is such a part of what it means to be a person, and doing it in a way where together we get stronger, that's a gift, man.
You know, I always tell guys, the guys who fight in here, they don't want to go out and fight after. They go outside, they're mellow, you know, they got that aggression out. These young kids, they want to wrestle and fight. They want that action in their life. They get it in the gym. That way they don't do it out in the street.
This is like crack cocaine. Don't try it, kids. You might get hooked.
It's fun. I always tell Devin, on the hard days, I'm like, man, I could have just been a doctor. I just should have been a doctor, Devin. That's what I tell my students all the time. I tell George, I was on my way. I could have been a lawyer, a professional. You guys pulled me into this world. But, you know, deep down inside, I love it.
I couldn't have been. I'm maxed out. Arm wrestler, maximum station in life.
Awesome, man. And I'm really happy you came in. We had some fun times. Boxing is a fun sport. And next week, we're going to do 5 days of sparring.
Come give me some shots.
Yeah, come. Yeah. You guys want to spar with the big man? You know, you got some experience.
Not too hard.
Come glove
just
up.
Just enough.
Come glove up. We're going to lock you in the cage with this animal here. And next week, baby. Next week.
I'm still massive. Still massive.
You know, you might trim down a bit with all these boxing training.
I know. I'm keeping everybody updated how much I lean up.
Yeah, you will lean up. That's true. Because there's a lot of calories being burned here.
That's
a lot.
That was the only thing that my wife was happy about.
Really?
She's like, oh, you mean you're going to lose your big fat stomach a little bit? And I was like, well, probably a little bit.
All right, guys, thank you for the support. Like, share, check out Devin's channel. Okay, this video is going to be on both our channels, I imagine. Check out my channel if you're on Devin's channel. Check it out, and we'll keep you guys updated.
Try star.